Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hello, this is Will.
Hi, Will.
Hey.
Will sounds like somebody's asleep in the house and he's not trying to wake him up.
He sounds like he's a little shy.
My roommate's still sleeping in the next room, so I'm just trying to keep it calm.
I got you.
Understandable.
That's very kind. What can we do for you?
Well, I had what was going to be a very great date, and it kind of fell through, so I'm just trying to get some closure or possibly get that date still.
Give us some details.
Okay, so I work at a retail store. I don't want to drop it on the radio, so I'll keep that on the down low. But one day, I guess I went above and beyond with customer service because I really hit it off with a guest. I guess I was just like really helpful, but then, you know, life was happening at the same time. So at the end of, you know, ringing her up, I got a little number exchange.
Oh,
I like it.
Yeah, you know, in case they needed any extra help at the store or in life.
This guy.
You know.
Right, we know. Yeah, yeah, we get it.
Yeah, that exists. Yeah, after I rang her up, I wanted to ring her up on the telephone.
Oh, my God.
Smooth.
Okay,
over
it's getting
here.
Cheesy here a little bit, Will. So
ring
what happened?
A couple times. So I said, let's meet up at my house, go out for, you know, dinner, drinks, and she's going to pick me up. And basically what happened was the day it happened, I was running really behind and I was still getting ready when she got there. I was like, hey, I'm just going to take a quick shower and then I'll be ready to go if that's cool. And she was like, of course. So I take my shower and when I get out, my roommate said, oh, she left. I said, what?
What?
Just like that.
Yeah.
No explanation, nothing.
Yeah. Huh. She said, oh, yeah, she had to go. And then hasn't been returning my calls. So I was just like, what is happening?
We need to find out, Woody.
Yeah, well, what was her name to start with, Will?
I don't think he said. Did you?
I didn't say her name. Her name is Lisa.
Lisa.
I'm going to give Lisa a call, Nancy.
You know, because he's being all quiet because of his roommate. I kind of want to talk like this, too.
Wake up,
but
roommate.
We don't. Stop it. Stop it. About 10 minutes, okay? We'll give her a call.
Great, thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Will, it sounds like not that you're new at dating, but maybe new at dating clients or customers. Is this a new thing?
Yeah, generally I try to, like, not do that at work, but the chemistry was kind of undeniable.
Aw.
So I took a shot in the dark.
I don't blame you.
Let's find out what happened to
Lisa.
Let's
do.
Be real quiet, okay, Will?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi there, Lisa.
Yes, is this?
This is Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM, the country station in town.
Okay.
Do you listen to us?
I do.
Oh, she probably might have a clue why we're calling her, Woody.
You're probably aware of Second Date Update, aren't you, Lisa?
Yes, I know what that is.
So we heard you got rung up and then rung up.
And then you rung out.
And then you, yeah.
I think I know what you're calling about.
About Will?
Yes.
Well, Will called us and said you guys were supposed to go out to dinner. You met him at his house. He had to shower real quick. And by the time he was done, you were gone.
Yeah, what happened?
Will is super attractive. He's super nice, super sweet. And I went to his workplace and we hit it off. He was super helpful. But it kind of just, everything kind of changed for me when I went over his apartment. We were supposed to go out to dinner afterwards. But as soon as I got to his apartment, he told me he was going to take a quick shower. So I said, yeah, no problem. And then we can go to dinner afterwards. So while he's in his shower, I'm just kind of hanging out in his living room and his roommate comes out.
Yeah. He told us that his roommate was there. I mean, that's no big deal, right?
No, I mean, that's okay. So she comes out to the living room and she introduces
herself. What did you say? What did she say? Did she say she?
I believe so.
The roommate's a girl.
It's a girl, yeah.
Okay.
I care that it's a girl. That wasn't my problem.
Okay.
What was the problem then?
The roommate's a girl. I'm okay with that. But
all right.
Then the roommate starts talking to me, and I find out that it was his ex-girlfriend. They dated since high school, and they just broke up recently, and they were like almost engaged.
Stop. And they still live together.
Living together, it kind of started to click, and I started to look around, and I noticed that I hadn't noticed before. There's pictures of them around the living room, but like of their life as a couple. So I was like, oh my God, I forgot something in the car. I'll be right back. And I just dipped.
Wait a minute. I got to say something. We're just friends. Nothing more, nothing less.
Sounds like there's still more.
Yeah. Why are you guys still living together, Will?
Yeah. Why didn't you like move out?
Well, we were planning to, and the relationship, you know, ran its course. And then while we were planning the stages of moving out, we're like, hey, it's not bad splitting the bills 50-50. We get along so great. We already test run if it would work if we, you know, were together, and that didn't work. So now it's like nothing left explored. It's honestly the safest person for me to live with because you don't have to worry about anything.
I mean, I kind of get that, but you also have to kind of understand why Lisa's kind of weirded out by you still living with your ex that you were almost engaged to.
Well, if you still got the pictures up.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, I mean, there's a good memories, but we're not, you know, romantic anymore. I mean, we're just friends. Nothing more, nothing less.
Something smells fishy to me, Woody. I don't know. I think Lisa might be onto something.
She's being quiet. Lisa, let's hear your thoughts on all this.
I just can't be with someone who is still attached to their ex. She was telling me how she was going to go to Kings Island with him, and she had to go see his mom, and his brother, right. And it's just, I feel like I'm third wheeling. It's just weird for me. I don't want to go over his house. I don't want to sleep over like that. Like, it's just an odd situation, so I'd rather not.
Well, we're not cats. I mean, we have different bedrooms.
That's good to know. That's good, Will.
There's a bathroom that
right
separates
there. Yeah,
them.
Yeah, okay.
Lisa, we still hang out. I mean, obviously, you and I would do things without her.
And with her as well.
Yeah.
Like Kings Island and going to see Mom. And
well, yeah, we could all go together, too.
Well.
I don't blame you one bit, Lisa.
Thanks.
I mean, so go, Woody.
All right. Well, what we can do here on Second Date Update is offer that second date to you guys where we can send you out with the company limo, maybe a $150 gift card, some movie passes or concert tickets.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
I knew he would say that. What about you, Lisa?
No, I mean, he's super sweet and he's adorable, but it's just a weird situation for me. I'm going to have to pass, but enjoy Kings Island.
No, come on. You already met my best friend.
It's a hard no. Nothing more, nothing less.
Oh, man.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30. Second date update.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.